entertaining new possibilities.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Well, good morning. I'm breaking into your music reverie now this morning. And some of you may know my voice. I'm Sherry Marcucci from the Palace Theater. And I am so excited to be back here hosting your palace, your place for our wonderful theater. And I want to say, too, Happy New Year to you. It's just been a wonderful opportunity to come back and resume talking to you about some of the wonderful programs and actually some of the different programs we now offer at the Palace. And I want to thank Chris Fortier and Allison Demers for just giving us this opportunity to be on WATR 97.7 FM and our 1320 AM. And, you know, I was thinking about, as I was preparing for this show, I was looking back at my old notes and outlines, and it was astonishing to me because the last show I did on WATR of Your Palace, Your Place was January 2020. And it just blew my mind that we're coming back in that same, in the same period of time, 3 years, 4 years later. Oh my gosh. And so much has changed. So much has changed. However, what hasn't changed, and I want to just say thank you to Chris and Allison and the new owners of the station, thank you, because we are so fortunate to still have a community radio station right here in Waterbury, Connecticut. So thank you, and thank you again for this opportunity. If you're listening this morning and you want to listen later again, or you know somebody that might have liked to hear the show, just know that we will be uploading the show to wherever you get your podcasts, iTunes or Apple, wherever, probably a day after. So, and we'll be on twice a month, the first and third Wednesdays of the month from 11 to noon. So thank you for listening, and I hope you get some enjoyment out of hearing what we're offering here at the Palace. I do have to give a shout out to two very special people who are sitting with me here in the studio right now, Patty and Kurt Charleglio, because they are dear friends. And many of you, some of you may know from Facebook, I had a little accident right before Christmas and a fractured a bone in my ankle. And so I'm not yet driving, and they were kind enough to get me here to the station this morning. So thank you guys. I really appreciate it. So there's another very special person that is going to be our first guest. And I am just, this is like a full circle moment, I have to tell you. So this young man that we're going to be talking to momentarily, I met him when he was, I think, two or three years old. His mom, many of you remember, was the COO of the Palace Theater, Jennifer Zembrowski. And this young man, Nathaniel Zembrowski, would come to work occasionally with her. We had a very family-friendly, and we still do, family-friendly atmosphere at the Palace. So, you know, if you're half-day school or you know, child is sick, they came to work. So over the years, we got to know Nathaniel and later his sister Grace. But Nathaniel was just such a wonderful young man and is still a wonderful young adult now. And I have to tell this little story. I don't know. Nathaniel's going to come on in a minute if he remembers this. But I was conducting a marketing meeting of our team, and I posed some question to the team, and Nathaniel was sitting in with his mom because she was part of the meeting. And so everybody, you know, gave their input, and then Nathaniel raised his hand, and I said, yes, Nathaniel. And he proceeded to give a very logical answer to the question I was asking. And I was like, oh my God. And I think he might have been, I don't know, 10 years old at the time. He is somebody that, just a smart young man, so respectful, so talented musically. So with all that as an intro, I want to welcome Nathaniel Zembrowski to Your Palace, Your Place. Good morning, Nathaniel.
Good morning, Sherry. Oh my gosh, I do actually, I remember that meeting. Thank you so much for having me on. Thank you for all the kind words that you said. That means a ton. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, Nathaniel.
Good morning to Watery.
You are just, you know, you've heard this term, I'm sure, and I have a son that I would use this term for, an old soul. You are an old soul, and that's a good thing. That's a very good thing.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank
so you have been doing some very incredible things since the last time people listened to you on WATR when you hosted the Zembrowski, was it the Zembrowski Polish Eagle show?
Yes, yeah. Back in 2020, we finished 7 years of the Zembrowski Family Polka Hour on WATR. And since then, I went to college, I finished college, then I started this exciting new opportunity that I've been doing for the past 2 years.
Well, I want to get to that. I want to give you a proper intro for that. So you went to college and you studied, what did you study there, Nathaniel?
I went to Full Sail University in Winter Park, Florida, and I studied show production for 20 months and got a 4-year Bachelor of Science degree.
Wow. And along the way, though, and those of you who have been guests at the Palace, you might have had the pleasure. Nathaniel is a very gifted musician. And, you know, he's also a graduate of the former Chase Collegiate School and was very involved in their theater program there when his mom was working there as well after she left the Palace. And music has always played a very important role in your life, hasn't it, Nathaniel?
Yes. While at Chase, I was grateful enough to get the opportunity to start sort of in the musical theater realm, playing keys for Theory of Relativity as a sophomore. And that was our spring musical right before COVID. And so through that experience, it kind of opened my eyes and was something that was like, I want to pursue this. This is kind of cool. And I did some technical theater as well while at the school, but the arts program at Chase really opened my eyes. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity there.
Well, I think we're going to be blown away because Nathaniel is here today because not only that he's a former on-air personality for WATR, but that he is actually touring with the engagement of Hairspray, which is coming to the Palace in a couple of weeks, January 17th, 18th, and 19th, 16th, 17th. 16th, 17th, and 18th, I'm sorry. And he's going to be playing in the orchestra, which, I mean, that's what I meant by a full circle moment, because from a little, you know, a young child to now you're actually performing with one of the touring shows that's coming to the Palace. That's amazing.
Oh, yes. I when I found out that the tour schedule included the Palace, I was over the moon, and just it really will be a full circle moment. I remember sitting in the orchestra, watching some of the touring productions growing up, and just kind of wanting to be part of it. I didn't really know what part I was going to play, but the fact that like I actually now get to have this full circle moment really means the world. Really, really means the world.
I can only imagine. It's like a dream come true. And so many people, you know, listening might say, wow, you know, I've had a dream, or my grandchild has a dream, or I have a dream, whatever. And you really made your dream come true. How did you actually, I mean, what was that process? How did you end up being able to play in a touring show?
Sure. So originally, I was coming out of college right as the pandemic was ending in 2022, and I was going onto these touring company websites, and I was looking for more technical theater roles. But then I was on one of these technical theater, touring websites, and I saw this open call Keys 3 part, and with my background in high school and playing the piano at churches and local community events in the Waterbury area, I was thinking to myself, why not give it a try and send in a submission? So I sent in three songs about a month out before graduation. And then 2 weeks later, I heard back from the music coordinator, and he asked for three cuts of the score from the actual show. And it was the week of my graduation that I ended up hearing back. I crossed the stage, got my diploma, and that night I got the email around 11 o'clock at night saying, we'd love to have you on tour. And 2 weeks later, I was in New York City in rehearsals and really haven't looked back.
I love that story, Nathaniel. I'm getting a little teary because, like I said, you're just such a wonderful young person. You really are. You're always a wonderful young, you know, a boy and then a teen. And your family must, your mom, and I know your musical heritage also, you've inherited from your late dad, Joe. And, I mean, they must all, your grandparents, who I'm sure are listening, I'm sure they're also very proud of you, Nathaniel.
They absolutely, I mean, I'm so grateful for my family. Their support means so much. I can't thank my grandparents, my mom especially.
Yeah.
She helped me move out of Florida in under 2 weeks. She's been there for me the entire journey of this, and all of their support, really, I couldn't do it without them. Could not do it without them.
Yeah. No, you have a wonderful family, that's for sure. And and certainly the support of the arts. And, you know, you were, I remember, too, another moment. This just came to me. I was sitting in my office at the Palace, and all of a sudden I heard this beautiful, beautiful piano music playing, and I'm like, where's that music coming from? So I got up from my desk. I walked, you know, and I walked across the hall to Frank Tavera's office. And I said, where's that music coming? Who's playing that music? And he said, it's Nathaniel. He's out in the hallway. And there's a back hallway from near our offices. And I was truly astounded, Nathaniel, because you were young. You were, I don't know, 9, 10, maybe. And you were playing like a virtuoso. You really have a gift. And I think you know that. And I know that you are going to be a good steward of that no matter what you do next. But let's talk a little bit about the show Hairspray. Because we do people to, you know, and Hairspray, this is a new tour, correct?
This is a new tour. This is actually the third leg of the tour. It started back in 2021, and this is going to be the third year that it's out. Yes.
Okay. So many people may have already seen the show. So tell us why, if we've seen it, why should we see it again?
You should see it again because, well, some people might know Hairspray from the hit film that John Waters starred in, or the TV adaptions, but if you haven't seen it live on stage, you'll be surprised how contemporary the storyline is, and also how lively the music is. And just seeing it on stage, it's a different experience. There's a lot of positive energy, and it's such an uplifting show for all ages. It really is something that any age member, anybody in the family can come out and enjoy. So,
you know, I think that's a good point, Nathaniel, because it is a family-friendly show. You know, and some shows truly are not, but this is one you can safely bring your, you know, younger, you know, I would say tweens or maybe even a little younger and up too, and feel. And it's a feel-good show, even though it's a feel-good show, it's talking about some important things. Do you want to, you know, speak to that a little bit and why it's important thematically?
Absolutely, yes. So if you don't know about the story, Hairspray, it's a show about the story of Tracy Turnblatt, a teenager with big hair and big dreams. And despite the objections of her stay-at-home mother, Edna, Tracy becomes an overnight sensation when her dance moves win her a role on the Courtney Collins Show, a teen dance show on local TV. And Tracy's talent also wins the heart of Link Larkin, the show's dreamboat. Her success stirs the envy of Amber Von Tussel and her mother, Velma, who seek Tracy as Amber's rival for the title of Miss Teenage Hairspray. But Tracy has bigger plans. Before long, she's leading a campaign to integrate the all-white Courtney Collins Show. Tracy teams up with her friend Seaweed, an African-American boy who shares the story, her story and passion for dancing. And with the help of Seaweed's mother, too, Motormouth Maybell, a record store owner, who shares Tracy's vision of social justice, too. So it really has all these different themes that are from the 1960s, set in the 1960s, but are so relevant to today.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think today, especially, we need to, unfortunately, revisit some ideas, and we still have a long way to go in bringing people together. Yeah. And that's one of the beauties, I think, of theater, because what theater can do in a way that's maybe less confrontational, if you will, it can tell and have a message about, you know, let's all come back together. Let's see the beauty in humanity and one another. And let's put down those things that separate us, because ultimately we're all people and we all need to find ways to live in the world together harmoniously. I know that's a big kind of a big dream that many of us have, but I really believe that theater can help us get there. Don't you?
Yes. Oh, I absolutely agree with that. And, you know, I think that the direction that Jack O'Brien brought to it, and that the original score by Mark Shaiman and lyrics by both Mark Shaiman and Scott Wyman, they really do tell that story in a beautiful manner that we get to tell on stage every night. And I think, you know, after touring last year over 30 states and 52 cities, and then this year going to 8 cities, both in the United States and Canada, you see different audiences across the United States, but the one thing that is consistent is the fact that everyone can relate to this message, mm-hmm. and the themes in this story, and it is quite astounding to see that.
That's a beautiful testament to the power of theater. And, you know, I should say, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Your Palace, Your Place. And we're talking this morning to Nathaniel Zembrowski, who is on tour with the show Hairspray. That's coming to the Palace Theater January 16th through the 18th. And that's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And the Wednesday performance is a matinee. So if you're, you know, thinking, oh, maybe I'd like to come and see that, that's an opportunity. And just to wet your whistle a little bit more and entice you for the Tuesday, January 16th, and Thursday, January 18th performances, which are evening performances with a curtain of 7:30, we're offering $24 off to celebrate the new year. So if you're interested in one of those performances, that offer is valid through January 7th. And the promo code for that is ITTAKES2, T-W-O-2. So if you're, you know, trying to decide, well, sounds good, maybe I'll come. Well, here's your opportunity to save $24 on some seats. So now, Nathaniel, I have to ask you, what's next for you? When you're how long are you, when will you be finished with this tour?
This tour goes on until early July. So I'll be going out for quite a few more months. I'm super excited to see all these new cities and get to travel again. But honestly, I really don't know what's next. It kind of is something that is played by air, but I love touring with this company and hope to continue to in the future. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
I'm sure it has. And what an opportunity for, you know, you just graduated college, you get to see, you know, all across the United States, places that you hadn't been to, probably, I'm guessing, yet. Yeah. Although I'm sure you're going to be a world traveler. I just feel that about you, Nathaniel. You're going to see many, many things. What direction do you hope you go, and do you want to stay, playing in shows and tours and maybe Broadway at some point? Or is there another, because you're so talented, you have so many talents.
Thank you. I was fortunate enough to have a little bit of growth. Last year, I played the Key 3 book, and over the summer, over a break in between tours, I got a phone call from our music supervisor, Team Thompson, and he was asking if I wanted to come back again another year. I said, absolutely. And then he also said to me, do you want to be the assistant music director this year? And that was just, I was so ecstatic. So that growth, I'd love to continue growing. I'd love to become a music director eventually for a tour. But the dream would definitely be to be on Broadway long term, and hopefully stay in the music world. Although with the great experience that I got down at school, going back to a technical role could also be fun. So I'm keeping the doors open and always saying yes to every opportunity that comes my way.
Well, I think that's a wonderful outlook, and I wouldn't be surprised if someday we're reading about a show that's the music has been composed by Nathaniel Zembrowski. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely do love writing, so maybe one day.
Maybe one day. Well, the world's your oyster, Nathaniel. You've got talent, you've got a wonderful personality and disposition, and you've got the support of a very loving family. So I can't wait to see you when you are here in a couple of weeks for Hairspray, which again is January 16th through the 18th. And if you're looking for tickets, you can find them at palacetherct.org or call our box office at 203-346-2000. Nathaniel, thank you so much. This has been just such a joy for me. And again, I can't wait to see you very soon. Thanks for being here this morning.
Me as well. Thank you so much, Sherry, for having me. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thanks for having me back on the air on WETR. And looking forward to seeing you soon.
Okay.
In 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
All right.
Something like that.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.